Three tweens go on a crazy adventure and a raunchy yet sweet tale of life lessons and lost innocence. This is a review of the new film, Good Boys.
Here's the plan. I'm gonna go to the party with a beer so everyone knows that I'm cool.
What do you have in your pants?
It's been like this ever since I was a baby. It's kind of embarrassing.
I'm guessing you're not the popular kids in school.
Max, Lucas, and Thor get a once-in-a-lifetime invite from the popular kids to a kissing party, but they're not quite sure what that entails.
You do not want to go to Soren's party not knowing how to kiss.
We could spy on my neighbor.
She's a total nymphomaniac.
She starts fires?
No, she's a nymphomaniac. Someone who has sex on land and sea.
Produced by Seth Rogen, Evan Goldberg, and other friends who brought us the likes of Superbad and Sausage Party, Good Boys proudly flaunts its R rating, boasting crude sexual content, drugs, alcohol, and bad language throughout, all involving tweens, and it delivers. Those tweens are played brilliantly by Jacob Tremblay, Brady Noon, and Keith L. Williams, who are young masters of dropping a quality F-bomb while still being in the dark about girls and drugs. It also features Will Forte, Lil Rel Howery, and Retta, but they're all background to the three stars who do such a great job reacting to situations. Their Google search for kissing tips was hilarious. However, as good as the kids are, they're the biggest problem because they are kids and there's only so far you can go before, you know, it gets weird. And even at an hour and a half, it struggled with some parts that were clear filler and a bit of a lag in the laughs. Still, that doesn't take away from some really tight performances by all the kids involved. And I'm going to say my fave was Brady Noon as Thor, who now makes me want to see Rock of Ages. And for that, I give Good Boys 3 stars out of 5 on the Rob rating scale. See this one in the theater where taking part in the collective laughs, groans, and oohs really add to the fun. I'm Rob LaFrenz, and I'll see you at the concession stand.